Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, it's today's Topical Currents, our Thursday edition. Well, if you're an adult who went to summer camp as a kid, you might have preconceived notions about camp food, the mostly bland and fillings.
But it's the 21st century, and people have much different ideas about food and nutrition. We're including kids in this, by the way. Linda Gassenheimer's here and ready to begin our segment about many summer camps in South Florida and how the campers eat. And I'm going back to camp after this. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Bonnie. I'd like to see you back at camp. Well, have you heard this from a child or even from an adult? I don't eat anything green, right? The only thing my child will eat is pasta with red sauce. Well, our guests today have some amazing answers. They've created food that kids love, and, by the way, it's good for them, too. And I'm even thinking of mac and cheese or barbecue chicken. Healthy for kids? Well, I know they love it. We're going to find out. Dr. Sunetta Carter is the owner of the Rayfield Family Literacy Center, and she helps to run 155 camps in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. She has time to come here, and they serve free meals to all the children in those camps. Well, welcome, Sunetta Carter.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us. And with her is the person responsible for all this food, is Chef Daniel Menke. He's the manager of Exquisite Catering by Robert. And I said, they supply thousands of meals every single day.
And that's just really, so it's two meals a day for these kids at 155 camps?
155
wow.
camps.
How many children is that?
Well, Rayfield is one of the providers for Exquisite Catering. He has many more. And we serve about 6,000 meals a day.
Mm. Exquisite Catering by Robert makes those meals. So Chef Daniel's been up since 3 a.m. Chef, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
But we have somebody who's going to tell us whether this food is kid-friendly and whether it is good food, and that's Ashley Adrinka, and she's with the Educate Tomorrow student there, and she's going to taste the food. Hi, Ashley. Welcome.
Hello.
Great to have you with us. And then, of course, later on in the program, we have our restaurant news segment, and that's going to be Carlos Frias. He's the Miami Herald food editor. He's going to join us with this week's restaurant news and maybe where we should eat out over the weekend. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What foods do your kids love? Or do you have suggestions for food that your child loves? And it happens to be healthy, too. That's the bottom line there. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Or radio at WLRN.org is the email.
We'd love to hear from you. Well, let's start with Dr. Sunetta Carter. Tell us about these meal programs in the camps. What are they?
Well, our meal programs are so exciting. And as Ashley has said over and over again, the food is good. We've all gone to summer camp, and we remember how those meals were. We didn't like them very much. Well, we were able, as a provider, as a summer food provider, to find a caterer that kids love the meals. And that's Exquisite Catering by Robert. We have to go out for bid as a USDA provider of summer meals, and we look for a caterer that the kids will actually eat the food, and we're so excited because we found that.
Well, I think that you worked with the caterer and got feedback from the kids.
That's correct.
Right.
And also, our meals are looked over and approved by a dietitian, so they're very healthy meals.
So every meal that's made, out of 6,000 or more mm-hmm. meals a week, it's a day.
It's a day.
That are approved by the dietitian. Well, let's go to Chef Daniel. And Chef, how do you make these meals healthy? I mean, we're talking mac and cheese.
Well, you know, you start, I think, with keeping food as close to the source as possible. We use all whole grain pastas and breads. Couple that with the fact that we make almost everything in-house from scratch. And I'm of the opinion that if you... The closer you can to keeping everything done in the house, it's just overall a healthier product.
So, all right, we're talking mac and cheese. Now, mac and cheese has a lot of cheese, a lot of cream, a lot of pasta. So how do you make it healthy?
We, you know, typically we when we make mac and cheese in a restaurant, as I'm sure you'll know, is that we can, you know, we tend to use high fat things because, as we all know,
a lot of cream, a lot of butter, a lot of cheese.
Yep, it might be thickened with a roux, that sort of thing. And fat is flavor. Fat is good. So you can cut things like that back and still be able to come up with something that's going to be flavorful. And, you know, that's the key. Plus, you know, added to that, it's something that we make from scratch. There's no process.
So 6,500 servings, that's a pretty big amount of mac and cheese.
You're talking
or whatever.
Gallons upon gallons of cheese sauce.
So now you mentioned that it's whole wheat pasta and all of that. How do the kids take to this brown pasta?
I don't even think they notice.
Okay, well, we're going to find out because we have Ashley Adrinka here. Now, Ashley, you've got some food in front of you. Let's taste the mac and cheese and tell us what you think about this because it looks pretty cheesy on top. You know, a lot of cheese. Go ahead. Now she's laughing. She's digging into this, she's going to taste it. And I noticed that the pasta here is bow tie pasta.
It's bow tie pasta.
That's right.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, Ashley, you promised me you're going to be honest about this. So,
I promise.
Come over here to the mic and tell us what you think.
I like it. It's creamy and it's cheesy and it tastes like normal mac and cheese.
So it tastes like a normal mac and cheese.
You mean homemade for your mother?
Yeah, like homemade. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Not the kind that comes out of a box with a little neon color.
Yeah.
So, all right. So. You use low-fat cheese in this, a chef?
We use a mild cheddar. We get it in the block because it's like I was saying, we don't use any processed products. So, you know, a lot of times when you get inferior shredded cheddar cheeses, they tend to not melt because they've been processed and have...
Yeah, they're a little bit like rubber.
Yeah, they're like rubber. They have you know, stabilizers in them and preservatives.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. Children sometimes, and not all children I know, don't like their veggies.
That's right.
Sonetta's saying here, yes, she knows because you've seen this at all the camps, and you have a veggie dish. So tell us what that is, Chef. Chef.
Oh, our veggie dish. Chicken fajitas with sautéed peppers and onions is one thing that we do that the kids like to get, you know, so we can kind of I guess so to speak sneak some vegetables in there.
Well, it's not really sneak because now do the kids roll their own fajitas so they pick up the vegetables and put it into the whole wheat wrapper?
Yeah, we'll send them the pans of chicken and peppers and onions and that sort of thing, and then they'll distribute the tortillas and sort of do it. It's sort of like a, you know, build your own taco stand.
Now, how do you sneak the kale in?
So now, and it's pretty spicy. So Ashley just took a bite of this fajita, and what do you think about that, Ashley? She's chewing
away.
Well,
she has to chew.
Ashley's on the floor.
Well, you know, the food is delivered to the camp in a... What did you call it?
They're insulated hot box, very effectively insulated hot boxes.
Right, so it comes to the camp hot, you know, and that's another key. It's hot food. It's not a cold sandwich that they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting mac and cheese. They're getting a fajita. They're getting barbecue chicken. That's different for camp. That's homemade food.
Okay, Ashley, now you can tell us.
Yeah, now she's chewing away here.
Yeah. I like the fajita. I like it a lot. It tastes good.
So what of all the foods that we've been talking about or that you have at camp, what's your favorite? You can tell us. Go ahead. Chef won't mind.
Out of all the food that I've had during camp this far, actually the fajita is my favorite.
Now, she's saying that we're not prompting her, and I told her she could be honest in front of everybody,
right.
That she's picked the vegetable dish. So why do you think that's true? Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
Well, I've cooked fajitas, and my sister cooks fajitas for us at home, and I don't know, it's always been, like, one of my favorites, so for it to have been here and for me to be able to eat it at camp, is like a plus.
Well, that's wonderful that you that you're cooking at home with your family. I think that's another thing for families to see. If the children are involved in the kitchen with what they're making, then they're going to want to eat it. What do you think, Chef?
Oh, absolutely. Cooking encompasses everything. When we cook with our senses and, you know, all of our senses, and it incorporates passion and attributes to memories. So I think that the more people get involved at home with cooking, the more they learn to love it, and it can be really...
And I understand that when you were young, you were cooking for two older sisters, and they still talk to you.
who do you think their consultant is on all things food related?
Well, that's wonderful. I want to thank you. So we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. And we're talking about camp food, kid-friendly food that happens to be healthy for them, too. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. And we're talking about a camp program in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. And the camps, the 155 camps, serve free and healthy meals to the campers. And by the way, it's food that the campers ask for, that it's that they really like. So our guests are Dr. Sonetta Carter. She's the owner of the Rayfield Family Literacy Center, and she organizes the food for the camps. And we have Chef Daniel Menke. He's from Exquisite Catering by Robert. They help develop the recipes and make all the meals. And I understand it's about 6,000 meals a day for all of the camps. And also with us is very important because we've got our own camp tester here, and that's Ashley Adrinka. She's a student from the Educate Tomorrow, and that's part of the summer food program, and she's been tasting the food.
And you haven't mentioned it yet, but the baked ziti is my favorite.
Oh.
Yes.
We won't tell Joe.
Bonnie's been eating
it.
That, too.
I've been eating the mac and cheese.
Uh-oh.
And it's good for adults, too. I'll just say that.
By the way, WLN's Facebook page has a live video of our interview with Sonetta, Daniel, and Ashley, and you can see all the food and the results of our tasting there. So check it out at WLN's Facebook page. Well, right now it's time for a quick dinner in minutes. So I have a family-friendly dinner, and it's a pizza. It's a sausage and pesto pizza, and it also fits the government guidelines for nutrition, and with it is a spinach salad. Now, you can make this pizza... Joe, I know you don't believe me all the time. You can make this pizza in less time than it takes to send out for pizza.
Probably.
Well, you let the supermarket do most of your work. So you can buy a thin, whole grain pizza base, some low-sodium pasta sauce. You buy the mushrooms already sliced. You can buy pesto sauce already made. And you can buy some mozzarella. And you put that all together and you broil it for only 3 minutes. Now, here's a tip if you're making pizza at home and you want to get a nice crust on the bottom. So what I do is I put the broiler pan tray into the under the broiler while I'm preparing the other ingredients so it gets hot. So when I put the pizza base on it, it's already hot. That helps to get a nice crust on there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you spray it with anything?
You can do if you like. But
like some ham or some olive oil?
Yeah, I usually use foil because I don't want to clean the pan. Oh. And they've got nonstick foil, but the spraying would be good too. And by the way, this pizza freezes very well. So while you're doing it, make an extra one and you'll have another night's dinner ready for you. And for the salad, you open a bag of washed spinach. But you could also, if you wanted, just buy some cut vegetables and some salad, and everyone can dip the vegetables in the salad. And that's your easy, easy meal, the complete recipe and a photo. It's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. I've got a picture right there of all that's going on here today. And, of course, we've mentioned the Facebook Live video with our interview. That's at the WLRN Facebook page. So now it's time for our news, restaurant news, and we've got a very special guest with us. It's Carlos Frias. He's the Miami Herald food editor, and he's going to give us tips for the restaurants this week. Hello, Carlos.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Great, great. We're waiting to see where we're going out this weekend.
Oh, well, great. Well, I'm glad to be on, and I'll point you to some places to rush out to and to some places to keep your eye on, too. The one that is kind of what we've all been talking about for the last week or so here, is this restaurant that was really kind of groundbreaking with vegan and raw food in Miami. It was kind of like really the first of its kind to do high-end cuisine. It was Plant Food and Wine in Wynwood. And we've written a couple stories in the Miami Herald this week about its founder, the founder of that company, Matthew Kenny, who apparently is now he's being sued for over $1 million, $1.4 million for not paying his rent there. And
there's always a backstory here, Carlos.
Oh my God, it's been taken over by the landlord, the folks at the Sacred Space in Wynwood, and they've kept the staff, they've kept the initial chef that's been on the ground since the beginning. So they say it's going to be kind of business as usual, but this guy has left a long trail of lawsuits and liens. You can read about it in the Miami Herald.
Wow.
That's up in the air now to see what happens next there.
There seems to be a lot of vegan or vegetable restaurants opening up in Miami. What's the deal here?
Miami's kind of catching up to the trend. I mean, we're, you know, down here very health focused, but it takes a little bit for us to catch up to like the likes of Los Angeles and New York when it comes to those options.
What about in Broward?
I think where you see it the most, I think, is where like when you get those first test cases are down here in Miami. For instance, there's a new a hummus style shop that's opening up called Dizengoff. It's opening up on Tuesday, and it's from a James Beard Award winning chef from Philadelphia.
The name again?
It's called Dizengoff.
Is that like the street in Tel Aviv that's called?
Like the street in Tel Aviv, because it's supposed to be like the, you know, they have kind of hummus carts, so to speak. Like we have, coffee shops on every corner kind of thing, Cuban coffee shops. So that's, folks are really excited about that too.
Are they going to say something besides hummus?
what's funny is like that's their wheelhouse. Like they're trying to be just like a little stop in and get fresh pita, you know, fresh baked pita and hummus and topped with different things from, you know, purely vegan to even like spiced roasted lamb. So it sounds like it's going to be a nice little lunch spot, you know,
very
a little
good.
Between
I think
workout
we have time.
Spot.
Sorry, Carlos, I think we have time for one more restaurant. Have you got another one for us?
I can tell you that Le Petit Maison, which is a new French restaurant that is open in Miami Beach, has just cracked our Miami Herald top 10 best reviewed restaurants for 2017. And if you Google Miami Herald best restaurants of 2017, you will find it there and then all the information.
Yeah, I've been to it, and it really is a little gem. It's a very good food there. So, well, Carlos Frias, Miami Herald food editor, thank you so much for joining us and for the backstory as well as the news story.
Wow, great. Well, it's my pleasure. You guys have a great day.
You too, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos. So we're back here with Dr. Sunetta Carter and Chef Daniel Menke and Ashley Adrinka and Joe Cooper. You've been eating what's on that plate.
Yes, I've been working away while you were conversing.
Yeah, we noticed that. So you've got, well, what do you think of that food that you've been eating?
I think it's really good. I have the chicken leg is good, barbecue sauce on it, and there's a fish sandwich that's pretty tasty.
Tell them about that sandwich.
Or is it pork sandwich?
Chicken sandwich. Well, no, it's hard to tell, but
but the ziti is outstanding.
Yeah, that was your favorite, yeah. And how do you make the ziti healthy then, Chef?
We use whole wheat pasta, make it low fat. As I was saying earlier, we make all of our sauces in-house, so that's homemade tomato sauce, just like Grandma used to make. We use lean ground turkey as opposed to beef, which tends to be more fatty.
Well, I don't think Joe knew that wasn't beef.
No.
The tomato sauce will hide
that,
yeah.
Did you change your mind now that you know Joe?
No. Sausage would have been nice.
I was going to say it could have stood a little sausage.
It would have been turkey sausage, though.
I guess the kids don't know either.
Yeah, for the kids, sure.
Oh, no, it's delicious.
And now the barbecue sauce. Now, barbecue sauce can just be loaded with sugar. And you're using chicken legs, and people always say, oh, maybe we just need to chicken breast. So tell us how that becomes helpful.
And barbecue sauce can be high in sugar. So I think the standpoint we go with that is moderation. You know, sometimes it's better to, you know, use a normal product and just control how much you eat of it. We're such a consumption-based country that we forget. Sometimes we can just do a little bit less, and that'll help too.
So now these are not grilled. They're baked, are they?
Yeah, they're baked.
So because with all the sugar and the barbecue sauce, it could caramelize and burn and all of that. So that's wonderful. Now, Sunetta Carter, you mentioned that this program is not just in the camps during the week. You have some on Sundays as well?
Yes, that's correct. We look for places where children can eat and they don't have to pay to be there. And I have to say also, Ashley is from Educate Tomorrow, which is funded by the Children's Trust. And we're so grateful for the Children's Trust because they provide funding for students to go to camp that may not ordinarily be able to afford to be there. So one of the things we've done is we teach our kids about nutrition. And the menu that we serve is given to us by a licensed dietitian. It's approved. So the kids know what they're eating. We did nutrition classes. We did 26 weeks of nutrition classes.
And the kids enjoy that, or at least they sit through it.
They enjoy it because now they know what they're eating. Mm-hmm. And they can test it, and they can say, I like this and I like that. Let's put it on the menu. So I think that's why they're eating this great food from Exquisite Catering.
And you mentioned to me, I think, I want to make sure I get this straight, that you said if there are any camps or venues out there where they need to have food for children, they should contact you. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Any venue, a church, a daycare, a housing complex. It doesn't have to be an organized facility, just a place where kids gather. We will come there and we will bring them food. It is delivered. You don't have to pick it up. It's delivered by Exquisite Catering. It's hot.
How is this funded?
I wish I could have had Exquisite Catering in my elementary school.
Yeah. How is this funded?
Back
it's
in the
funded
prison
by the
fair.
USDA.
I see.
Right.
So the USDA, do they do this in other cities?
Oh, yes. It's done in all the other cities. We're looking for zip codes that we can provide food to.
So that's how do they get a hold of you, Sunetta?
Well, we have an 800 number. It's 1-800-913-5481. You speak to a live operator, and she's just there waiting to take your order.
Okay, or just contact the Rayfield
Family Literacy.
And so that's what. Well, thank you so much for all the wonderful work you're doing. Thank you, Ashley. You did a great job, and she told me she's been absolutely honest with Ashley Adrinka and Chef Daniel Menka. Now you're from Exquisite Catering by Robert, and he's been up since 3 o'clock this morning making 6,000 meals. Joe Cooper and Bonnie Berman, you ate well today.
We did. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
Well, next week we're going to be talking about my favorite finds from the Fancy Food Show. We're going to talk all about the new trends. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thanks for being with us this afternoon. Our lead producer, Richard Ives, technical direction from online producer Jason Zapka, and Polly Landis is associate producer. And don't forget, we have free audio downloads of each program at our website, that's WLRN.org. Also, there's the Topical Currents Facebook page, as well as the iTunes podcast.
What's Monday?
Bonnie and I return Monday with a program especially appropriate to Miami-Dade listeners. We'll learn about a citizen survey which inputs thought on the quality of life in the community. It's the 2017 Evaluation and Appraisal Report. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer, thanks for making public radio your companion today. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next from NPR News.